Here we are. Here we go. Hour number two of the Matt Murphy Show on Talk 99.5. That will change come Monday. We'll make the big announcement tomorrow at about 9 o'clock in the morning. Be here for that. 545-9950 is our telephone number. Birmingham Broker bringing you that phone line. 545-9950. Would love for you to load them up. I'll give you my thoughts on all the activity over the last 24 hours. And suffice it to say that it's good. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to have the suck-up media back and present and accounted for. And they were on point yesterday, boy. On point. Oh, my God. Gushing over what was a marginal speech at best. A speech that I could have predicted. A speech that was delivered poorly by an old man. And look, I'm not... Once again, I hope that I get to 78. I doubt it, but I hope I do. Don't mistake my... I just don't think that Joe Biden is fully capable within his faculties at this point in his life. Forget his politics. I just don't think that he has the mental acumen, in my opinion, right? Based on observation and worldly experience over 21 years of doing this job, Joe Biden does not have the mental acuity to perform the task. He has to rely on others. Joe Biden was leading him around like a grandpa. Grandpa Simpson doesn't need to run the United States. He doesn't. Everybody, unity. Let me tell you before we get to your calls. Let me tell you what. I mean, the suck-ups in the media. Oh, my God. It's a call for unity. It's so beautiful. It's just so nice to see peace and calm descend upon the land. Well, you caused it over 4 years. You were one of the major... Lost in the questions about the election. Lost in questions about election integrity. Lost in the... In those of... us that believed that Donald Trump won, should all votes legally cast be counted and only votes legally cast be counted, and that is to include illegal aliens voting and individuals that got their votes in late and other questionable tactics around the United States of America. We've long gone over that. For those of us that are fully convinced that Donald Trump won the election, should only legally votes be cast, and I do believe that. I don't think it was a voting machine deal. I think it was different. What is lost in that discussion is the manner in which the media played into this for the last 4 years. We have to remind ourselves, and I try to on a regular basis, that at our best, at talk radio's best, we have 15 out of every 100 people tuned into this radio station at our best. That means 85 out of 100 are doing something else. Now, maybe they're getting their news from some other source, and that's fine. Let's say it's 20 out of 100. That means that 80 out of 100, many of them are skulls of mush, and they don't know their butts from a hole in the ground, right? I mean, they don't know what's going on in the mainstream world of politics. And so they get their information from where? They get it in bits and pieces and snatches from mainstream media, from the hashtag garbage CNNs of the world. And sadly, those people vote too. And as horrible as it might sound, half-cocked, without proper information, they walk into a voting booth on November 3rd, and they do believe what the mainstream media has force-fed them over the last 4 years, that Donald Trump's racist, xenophobic, whatnot. Although, if you are paying attention, you know it not to be so. But the slobbering love affair is back. And just as it was with Barack Obama, so it is with Joe Biden. We assume he's telling us the truth. We forgive him his failures. We cover for him, and it was just day one. Chris Wallace claimed that what we witnessed yesterday was the best inaugural speech of his lifetime. And he included John F. Kennedy's "Ask not what you can do," or "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Reagan's inaugural addresses. Hell, I disagree with him. Clinton's inaugural addresses. What world are you living in? What the mainstream media compared, they called Joe Biden angelic. I'm not making that up. One commentator, I don't know if they realize what words are vomiting out of their mouths. One commentator said he was like a priest. A priest. Joe Biden. Here's what Joe Biden means when he says unity, okay? Or Joe Biden's handlers. He's reading words on a script. I don't know that he knows. When Democrats discuss unity, what they are telling you is that you need to agree with Democrats quick or they'll destroy you. The tactics of the left are well documented. Unity means you agree with us and give us what we want. And if you don't, we will vilify you and call you anything and everything. In our playbook, we'll throw everything at you. And Joe Biden signaled it. When yesterday he talked about all the racism and the scourge of nativism. So we have the playbook. Agree with us. Agree with everything that Joe Biden did yesterday and everything he plans on doing in the future with his Democrat-controlled Congress, at least for 2 years. Otherwise, you're a racist. He said it in the speech. He said it in the speech. You either believe in unification or you believe in the old ways of racism and nativism. Agree with us or we will destroy you. Boy, oh boy, those Democrats have learned a lot from Black Lives Matter, haven't they? And Black Lives Matter, they learned a lot from Islamic radicals. Well, no, Black Lives Matter doesn't kill people. Well, okay, they do kill some people. But they don't do so on the level that radical Islam does. But the methods are the same. You either subjugate yourself to us and live a life less than as second-class citizens, or you agree with us, or at least fake it really good, or we'll destroy you. Those are your choices. Politically, from a career standpoint, publicly, cancel culture will come after you. They're coming after us. And I want to speak finally to this, and I'll do this real quick and we'll move forward with Henry and others. I don't believe I said this on air yesterday, but we had a call, Andy, and Andy was frustrated with me because I said that I believed Donald Trump made a few mistakes in the last year of his presidency with regard to COVID. Believe it or not, Donald Trump is not infallible. Donald Trump did make a few missteps and mistakes. I thought his speech on January 6th perhaps was a misreading of the audience in front of him. That's an example. But Andy took exception with me having the audacity to mention Donald Trump's mistakes and said that he had suspicions about me. You guys remember this call, right? And he's got suspicions about my Trump support. I'm a guy that supported Donald Trump before the first primary vote was cast. I'm the guy that said, ignore Donald Trump at your own peril. Now, I was on record at the time saying that I thought Donald Trump would be beaten in the primary, but he wasn't. Surprised even me. Been on board from day one. It occurred to me that a lot of people are upset like Andy. A lot of people are suspicious like Andy. A lot of people are borderline paranoid like Andy. They don't know what to believe in anymore because They know in their guts and in their hearts who won the presidency on November 3rd. I do too. Donald J. Trump. If legal votes were cast. But it bears repeating. Andy, if we have gotten to the point where Matt Murphy is your enemy, if we've gotten to the point where the Andys of the world and the Murphys of the world can't come together and accept that we might have mild disagreement on a couple of things, but overall, we believe in the direction that this country ought to go, and we ought to fight against the scourge of socialism. If we can't do that, and if I'm the bad guy, if Andy's calling my radio show telling me that I'm the problem, if I'm the problem, then we're done. If I'm the problem. And if there's a significant enough amount of people that have gotten to the point where you get to me on your list of enemies of the state, man, oh man, we're screwed if I'm the problem. 545-9950-12, almost 13 after the hour. Diamonds Direct is not a problem. Diamonds Direct is a solution to you gentlemen who are looking for the home run gift for Valentine's Day. I know that Valentine's Day is some 3 weeks away, but it's time to start thinking, men. Don't be in that cadre of fellows that goes to the grocery store at the last minute and grabs the last card on the shelf and grabs the last bouquet of flowers on the shelf, and you go home and you think that's going to work for you. What about you got that home run gift that she'll talk about for years to come? Something sparkly from Diamonds Direct. They have something sparkly for you right now, as a matter of fact. And all it takes is a simple visit to diamondsdirect.com. That's diamondsdirect.com. Or on the road, Highway 280 in Mountain Brook in Cahaba Village. You walk in, the best selection around. They'll educate you on your diamond buying experience. They know that you don't do this every day. They understand that perhaps you don't know about cut, clarity, and the different sizes and styles of diamonds. They've got them all at Diamonds Direct. You can hold them in your hand. You can see them for yourself, and you can pick out the special something for that loved one in your life. From the smallest diamond you can imagine to the biggest diamond you can imagine, they've got it at Diamonds Direct. I call them the old Double D. So go by and say hello to them. Tell them I said hello. The old Double D, Diamonds Direct, Mountain Brook in Cahaba Village. The first time I heard about WaveTech therapy, it was almost hard to believe. I met with Tim and the group at WaveTech, and I said to them at the time, I said, this is like Star Trek. They said, yeah, it kind of is. It is an acoustical wave technology where they literally don't invade your body with any needles or surgery, no pain. But acoustical waves go into the affected pain-based area, and they regenerate blood vessels and nerves and muscles through the acoustical waves. Your body reacts to it in such a way where it gets help to the problem area. And that includes ED. Gentlemen, in advance of Valentine's Day, what a better gift to give than the gift of getting back to normal, if you know what I'm saying. And that can happen if you have ED. Private, of course. They understand that this is a very private issue. And so they'll offer a one-on-one consultation at no cost to you. Catch the wave at wavetechbirmingham.com. That's wavetechbirmingham.com. Or talk to Tim directly by calling 777-3736. 777-3736. Get back to life in 2 to 6 sessions, and then you're done. You're done. WaveTech Therapy Birmingham. Henry is next. Henry, good morning. Thanks for the hold. How are you?
Oh, I would hold you close to me any day. No, is that the hold you meant?
Oh, you're a good man. You're a good man.
Well,
I'm glad we're not playing basketball. No more hugs on the NBA court. Apparently, I didn't even know. I didn't even know they were playing basketball. So, you know, that's news to me.
Well, I didn't either, because first time I seen BLM on the court, I turned it off.
Yeah, how dumb is that? I saw this report this morning that the NBA lets these people run around and sweat all over one another for however many minutes, 48 minutes is it or whatever, and then they after they do that and they sweat and they, you know, rub against one another and what that they say that you can't go out and shake the other team's hand because you might pass COVID to them. That's so stupid. I mean, we just live in idiocracy. Anyway, Henry, that's not why you called.
Oh, Idiocracy. Oh, what a great one. Everybody should watch that movie. You know, and I'm all over the place. My mind is just racing, Matt. I mean, I'm not on social media, but I'm going to say, I saw this thing on social media, and they were arguing at one of the Muslim reclamation gulags. They were arguing, and you know the Chi-Com's diction is not all that great, probably like mine. They were arguing about basketball or reruns of the Trump impeachment hearings. And the one guy said, no, I want to watch the inauguration of Joe Biden. And he said, what? I said, the president, Joe Biden. Get it? Joe Biden. Unbelievable. I just thought of that.
And Joe Biden. Joe Biden. I'm calling the new administration Jomala.
Jomala.
It's a combination of Joe. You know, like, what was the old Ben Affleck and Bennifer or Bradgelina? Yeah, kind of a mishmash of their first two names.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry, Matt. They're not worth it. That's too much thinking just for it. But, you know, when you went off this morning, you said people didn't want to hear about politics. Well, my God, what is wrong with us? I mean, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to get in there. What is going on? Did you realize, when you brought up the Muslim ban, which is not a Muslim ban, we couldn't vet, even their own countries couldn't vet the people that were coming through, whether they were terrorists or not. But think about this, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I missed it. Do you realize that not one single grandmother, not one nana, not one little grandchild is missing their grandmother today, that she didn't go to work and was beheaded by a terrorist from the Islamic people? You know, that didn't happen under the last 4 years. I am grateful for that. And it didn't happen during the first 3.5 years when they would have wanted to do it. So, you know, I am very, very thankful that every grandmother is going home to work, from work, to see their grandchild today, and not just their head is going to roll in the door. You know, unbelievable. What happened to the sensibilities of the American people? Where is their memory? Where is their ability to think logically? Unbelievable. I'm thinking of, I called originally about the confirmation hearings for Biden's appointees. And I heard one or two that from Obama's time that they were up there when they were being confirmed and they were being vetted. Some of them had not paid their taxes. And people like Durbin, I call him Turban Durbin, but, you know, they had not paid their taxes and they were laughing about it. Yet, what's his face? One is still in prison for it, or he's home now with an ankle bracelet, I guess. But the same things that the Republicans did, went to jail for, these people were being laughed at and making jokes about it. Well, you need to pay those last 10 years of taxes, or else we can't confirm you. Oh, I'll pay them. I wonder if they've still been paid, because I haven't seen a single Republican say, ask a question. And, you know, I don't have the computer and the media and all that. But I will say this, and I'm a very bad boy. I haven't even turned it on yet. I got me one of them fancy phones for Christmas, and I haven't read all the instructions yet. But my son went ahead and put all the information in, and you won't believe this. I've been getting phone calls by people I don't know who they were.
Yeah, are they asking you, are they informing you that your car warranty has expired?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What happened to the deal where you get $1,500 a phone call for everybody that calls?
That's for your home. That's for your home phone.
Well, I believe this is my new home phone, and when I get it, I'm going to turn dangerous. You know.
No, wait, this isn't a cell. This isn't a cell phone.
No, it's one of those smartphones.
Right, that's not a home phone. That's a cell phone. That's a different.
I'm calling you from a flip phone right now. I got
Sounds great, Henry. Hey, Henry, Valerie's stepping up. Yeah, you do too, buddy. Valerie's stepping up to the microphone with a few headlines. Let's listen in closely right now. So, oh my God, the suck ups. Oh, I was watching it. I just throw up in my mouth a little. The suck ups in the mainstream media that have been very critical of the presidency over the last 4 years, so much so that they lied about Donald Trump for 4 years. And now Joe Biden is just the second coming. They compared him to a priest. That Chris Wallace said it was the best speech he ever heard. What? The best speech you ever heard? And then there's this call for unity, which when Democrats say unity, they mean you agree with us or you're racist. That's what Biden said. And after calling for unity, he shut down funding for the border wall. He shut down Donald Trump's current stay in Mexico policy until we can figure out who the hell you are. They will open the doors and allow anybody and everybody that gets to the southern border into this country. Where the hell is the mainstream media on COVID now? How many of these people coming to the southern border from Honduras and Guatemala have COVID? This is not a matter of being angry at brown people. This is a matter of public safety. We're in the middle of a pandemic, for God's sakes, as we have been reminded by hashtag Garbage Network CNN for the last 2.5 or 2 years almost. Well, no, I guess it's been about a year on COVID. Where are they now? Joe Biden is advocating a policy that puts American people at grave risk of death. Oh, it doesn't? Mainstream media? How's that? That's what you've been telling us for the last year. In the meantime, Joe Biden initiates COVID-based policies that make zero change in current policy. To wit, mask mandate on federal property. All federal employees must wear a mask at all times on federal property. What federal employee is not currently wearing a mask at all times on federal property? To my knowledge, all federal buildings currently require that you wear a mask. What has changed? Answer? Nothing. Nothing. Joe Biden says, oh, we're going to get vaccines out, 100 million doses in 100 days. Well, in doing so, Joe, I encourage you to thank the Donald Trump administration for Operation Warp Speed, a program that you said would never work by this time. Would take a miracle, we were told. Well, miracles happen. I only wish a miracle had happened on November 3rd. All right, let's set that aside for a moment and talk about your personal finances, because I know it's very important to you, and we do so with the one and only Chris Molesky of Hometown Lenders. You know, if only you were as pretty, Molesky, as the money that you save. No, I'm thinking how wonderful, how lovely the money that you save people it really is, and I was trying to make some sort of comparison. No, you're a great-looking fella, and you save people a lot of money, and that's all good. Good morning.
Good morning. And listen, and that's what we love to do. That's what motivates us each and every day. Yes, this is Hometown is a business that survives, and that's how we pay our bills. But there is a deeper calling for what we do, because everybody here really considers themselves a problem solver. And it's really interesting to see the backgrounds of people that have come into this industry that we have now as a staff. And they all really come from service-minded backgrounds, where it's about taking care of a customer. It's not just a transaction. And that makes this, that for us, is what we try to do to make the mortgage experience exciting, not gruesome, not, you know, where I'm having to dig through all of this. That's the old way of thinking. The new way is, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do? Is it home ownership? Is it refinancing? Is it saving money? Whatever it is, let's get in this laboratory and let's design up something that saves you as much money as you can, gets rid of debt, puts you in a better position, and just makes your life better. And that's what gives us job satisfaction each and every day.
Well, and you do it better than anyone that I've ever met. And, you know, I've been around the block a time or two, and Hometown Lenders gets it done in a fashion where you're going to save money on your monthly mortgage. You can save life off the loan if you desire. I mean, it really is a tailored system that whatever the customer desires, you can fit those needs.
That's exactly what we strive for each and every day. It's tailor-made. It's not just some simple transaction. It's not a cookie cutter. It is coming up with a plan for that particular situation. And it's something we do every day. And people can start that process. Just go to savewith995.com, and they can have that entire experience.
Savewith995.com. Chris Molesky, Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084. Molesky, always good to catch up with you. Stay dry today, friend.
You got it. Keep John Bird awake.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying. I got to get him some hair product. He's woefully absent hair product. My goodness gracious. Also, it's weird. I don't know what happened to you. Were you doing some baking this morning, Bird? There seems to be some sort of flour in your beard. I thought your beard was browner or blacker.
Oh, come on.
What?
It's gray. There's some gray in there.
Yeah, I think you should leave it gray. Why do you don't you color it sometimes?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Why do you? I like that. That's a good look. You don't like that? You think it's weird that the hair is still mostly brownish or blackish and the gray in the beard or what?
Yeah, because, I mean, if I was 48, like, you know, if I was young like you, I mean, you know, I would want it brown, and I'm just trying to hold on to my youth as desperately as I can. And, you know, so therefore a little shoe polish in the beard and it looks good.
Oh, you look fine either way, John. Oh. Losing the weight with Weight of Wellness.
Oh, my gosh.
6.5 pounds in the first week. Don't expect that every week, John.
I know.
There's some water in there. Probably, you know, I think this week probably about 3.5 pounds. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But look, dude, I mean, 10 pounds in 2 weeks, that, you know, you average 5 pounds a week and you're well on your way.
I know.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited to watch you lose the big Triple M and Valerie Challenge.
Yes.
The Murphy Morning Men and Valerie Challenge, which we've not spoke of over the last day or so. David Sears, John Bird, myself, you can join in on it too. Just weigh yourself and see how much you can lose by March 15th. It is the Triple M and Valerie Challenge. Because Valerie's doing it too.
Yes, she is.
And she's
is.
Not a guy.
No.
But so it doesn't work. The alliteration doesn't work. The M cubed and Valerie Challenge on Talk 99.5. On line one, I'm assuming it's Jerry. Is that you might want to vet that first before I make the pronouncement. Yesterday, executive orders. Border wall, that means we're allowing COVID in. Travel ban. So here's the interesting thing. Donald Trump banned travel from countries who could not properly vet their people on their end. These weren't necessarily Muslim countries, but they were. They were not specifically banned because of their religious affiliation, for the most part, their population. But it so happened that these were Muslim countries. They're not vetting who gets on their planes. They're not. And in the era of COVID, would we not want that? So while the Biden administration said, no, we're still going to have travel restrictions in Europe, we're going to lift the travel restrictions from other Muslim-based countries because, you know, we're woke. We're woke like that. Climate change. I mean, these Paris Peace Accords mean nothing. Nothing. Biden does want to destroy America's energy independence, and he went so far as to sign an executive order moving in that direction yesterday, shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, which is perfectly safe, which makes us more energy independent. But Joe Biden doesn't care. Honey Badger don't care. You think Honey Badger give a rip? Nope. He's a skunk is what he is. Bo is in a car. Hey, Bo, good morning.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm well, Bo. Thank you.
All right, I want to qualify a couple of things by saying, first of all, back in the late 80s, I had the opportunity a couple of times to play golf and socialize with Joe Biden. And you would like him as a person, I promise you, probably.
Yeah, I think he has I think on a personal level, Biden, because, you know, politicians rise to that level largely based on personality, right? I mean, that's how they get through the muddy middle of, you know, there's thousands of them in the state legislature and in state politics, and how they rise to the top is that I long said that while I disagree with just about every policy that Bill Clinton initiated, and frankly, I don't think he's a very ethical person or a moral person, I probably would love to hang out with him at a bar, and Joe Biden same way, sure.
Yeah, and so I just want to qualify that to say I'm not just, you know, bashing Joe Biden as a person. And, of course, we know that all politicians at that level, they have handlers, and but some of them actually have an opinion themselves. And what I'm afraid that we're in for the next, I don't know, maybe 2 months or whatever until Kamala takes over, is that Joe is just going to do what he's told. And he's probably fine with that because he probably doesn't know any better right now. But all that aside, Matt, from a Republican standpoint or libertarian as I am, and I just try to choose the best candidate that comes closest to my philosophy, is, you know, after the fact, it's too dang late. You've got to hand it to Stacey Abrams over in Georgia because she felt like she was robbed of the governorship. She initiated every legal and every illegal way she could to get Democrats votes.
Yep.
And as Republicans and libertarians, we've got to start doing the same thing.
Yep.
Because you don't take a knife to a gunfight.
Man, you're right on target, Bo. I mean, you really are. I know that most who observe what's been going on over the last several months want to believe, and I'm the same way. I wanted to believe that there was a simple answer, that you could point to one thing and say, this is what caused Donald Trump the election. I don't believe that. I think it was a series of things, both legal maneuvering, loophole maneuvering, and illegal maneuvering. The illegal maneuvering involved violating the legislatures of the various states and allowing, you know, late voting to come in, violating the legislatures of the various states and allowing late mail-in voting to come in. The legal maneuvering involved mail-in balloting and canvassing the streets. And it is not to their credit for me to say this. I don't want anyone to misconstrue it. I think you'll get it, though, Bo. Just as Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in a number of ways, but he beat her, I believe he won ultimately on the internet. He outflanked her and through Brad Parscale and others beat her. And I'm not talking about Russian misinformation. I'm just talking about getting his message out via the internet. The Stacey Abrams of the world helped Joe Biden win in the urban city center streets. They went door to door and found people that never would have voted in their lives and got them to vote through the mail-in ballot because it was so easy.
Yeah. Now, this comes from a friend of mine in Atlanta. They had students from the local colleges there in Atlanta, and they would actually go and they would harvest votes, and they would take these. Basically would send people absentee ballots, would contact them, say, would you like an absentee ballot? Yes. Here's the information. Fill it out. Then they would go back after they received the ballot and, of course, assist them in filling the ballot out. And then they would take it and mail it.
Yep.
That's what was going on. And, you know, and the thing about it is, legally, you know, there's absolutely nothing illegal about that. Now, I think it's Do I think it's morally correct? No. But from a legal standpoint, there is nothing illegal about that. But, Matt, this is the one thing. And, you know, we really only have one federal election, and that's to elect the president. Everything else is done at a local and state level, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And well, and even the presidential election isn't technically federal. I don't want to get too detailed, but I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and so what? How in the world if we are voting for the one federal office that we truly have, why in the hell do we let states dictate the terms of the elections? If we're going to have a presidential election, then in my opinion, and I know he's an old cost, this, that, and the other, then it's either one or two things. It's either it's the only thing you're voting for that particular day, or you make it to where when it is a presidential election, then federal guidelines, which would have to be established, override any state guidelines. That's my opinion.
Well, and the devil is what those guidelines would be. And we began talking about this very subject very soon after the election happened with the likes of Gary Palmer, Mo Brooks, and others. What can we do to rein in some of the states that have decided that they're going to be lawless, even in the face of their own state legislatures? I mean, I'm looking at you, Pennsylvania, saying, no, this isn't what we intended. This isn't what we meant you to do. We had no intention of ballots being harvested 2 and 3 days after the election was over, yet that's what they did. And it's all by design on the part of the Democrats. What is difficult to explain, I've found over the last 2 months, and you hit on it, Bo, is that not only was there illegality going on, there was a lot of legality going on that was unethical and perhaps immoral, but it was exploitative of what we allowed to happen during this election cycle, mostly mail-in balloting, unsolicited mail-in balloting. And we've got to correct that. If conservatives and libertarians think they're ever going to win another presidency, we've got to correct it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, when it gets to the nuts and bolts of it, is from a Republican standpoint, and again, I throw a libertarian in there for me, but from that standpoint, you know, we have got to be just as active and just as involved as the Democrats are. And if we don't learn that lesson from 2020, then guess what? We're going to have to swallow the tough pill again in 2024.
Well, we'll learn it one way or the other. One way or the other. And you're right that after the fact is a little too late. Great call, Bo. I hope you call back. 747. Sisk Tree Service, I hope you call them. If you have a loose root structure on a tree, do you know what that means? That means when the wind blows really hard, you watch it swaying in the wind. You watch as the possibility of it tumping over exists, and you don't know what to do about it because it's too big for you to deal with. You've got that little electric chainsaw or whatnot. Why not call my man Marcus Sisk and Sisk Tree Service and allow them to do it? Tree trimming, tree and stump removal, and all other things involving trees at Marcus Sisk's business, Sisk Tree Service. I know Marcus personally, and I know he's great at doing this job, and no job is too large for him. He can make it happen no matter how big the yard is or how many trees you want to take down. Sisk Tree Service, they've got the tools and equipment necessary to do the job the right way. They are the experts. Call them today for a free estimate, 746-4722, 746-4722. A decidedly different version of Hazy Shade of Winter, written by John Byrd, I think we've talked about this in the past.
Bob Dylan.
That is incorrect. I remember at the time that we talked about it, you went, really? And I said, really? And you said, no. And I said, yeah. And you said, I don't believe you. And I said, look it up. And you said, I will look it up. And then a few minutes later, you said, okay, you were right.
Gosh, you remember all that?
Paul Simon.
Really? Oh, wow.
Hazy Shade. A much slower melodic tune when Paul did it.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
And then the Bangles. Redid it. The walk like an Egyptian.
Yep.
Yeah, Bangles. Redid it. Oh, okay, Steve is... before Steve, what movie was that in, John? Hazy Shade of Winter?
Miss Robinson. God, that's horrible. The Graduate. Oh.
It was in a movie. The Bangles redid it for a film. Less than zero. I'll answer the question.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Matt?
I'm well. I hope you are, sir.
Yes, sir. I had a couple of rebuttal points I'd like to make to the gentleman who called and did a great job of talking about the Constitution, but or about the presidential vote going nationwide. You know, our Constitution, the Founding Fathers, they really didn't trust the government, and that's one reason why they gave the states the right to have the vote and make the decisions the way they did. So, you know, I don't see how we can ever change that as long as states have got that right, which, to be honest, I'd still rather trust the states to do something simply because it's easier for them to turn it around and to right a wrong than it is for the federal government to do it.
Well, I think you bring up an excellent point, too, Steve. Here's my consternation as a libertarian with a small L. I believe government serves best that serves the interest of freedom and liberty and abides by the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution clearly offers the states themselves the opportunity to dictate how they conduct elections individually. However, you know, you say I would rather trust the states, and, you know, largely I agree. But, I mean, are we trusting California? Are we trusting Pennsylvania? It's not even the left states, the blue states. It's the more shady purple states like Pennsylvania or Michigan, or these are the states that seem to violate their own legislatures, Pennsylvania particularly. And so I guess folks are kind of searching for the remedy to correct that. But I am loath to give the federal government any more authority to do anything. I agree with you there.
Right. Well, there's, you know, the five states that really gave that had voting, I think they all did, but the five that had the issues, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Utah, or Nevada, excuse me. Of those five, four of them have got Republican-controlled houses and senates, you know, and two of them actually have a Republican governor, to where they could enact legislation like what Alabama has got, you know. And you know, he was talking about the votes and the harvesting of votes. I don't think that happened in Alabama because of the strict requirements that we have for an absentee vote. I think John Merrill and the other.
Well, we didn't allow. Well, the vote harvesting happened in states that allowed mail-in balloting. I've got to run, Steve. Thank you for your call. Back in a moment.